this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young. Right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s. Till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Episode number 28.
28.
I'm calling Adrian Peterson for this episode.
Oh, man.
Football Purple legend. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this
the
is
four a touchdown episode.
Oh, yeah. Shun. This was definitely in my top five of beats I used to freestyle to.
Really?
Yeah. Back in college.
This is the Danger remix.
Yeah. It's such a dope break. A lot of room to get loose within.
Yeah.
The soundboard's not working.
Soundboard is back.
After stern instructions from Chuck to start using the soundboard more. And to be honest, for all the listener feedback we got, that's all the people are saying. We got about 1,150 responses. Thanks for checking us out on iTunes. You can subscribe to Chrome Bills or SoundCloud.com/Chrome Bills. What's the name of the show again? Chrome Bills. Everybody's saying you got to use the soundboard more. That's what they're saying.
I would say over half of the fan email that I get, the subject line just says, "You're right."
It's good feedback. Keep the feedback coming, folks.
Definitely.
So I got Adrian Peterson. Who do you guys got? What lame-ass New York Giant do you have, Chuck?
I don't even know a Giant that wore 28.
I'm going to feel bad on that one.
Will Hill.
Darryl Green, son.
Got to have the hand clap.
You as a Redskins fan should have said
I blew that.
That
one.
You kind of blew that.
I've been trying to block the Redskins out of my headspace for so long. I've even forgot about. Did you know? Anyway, Pierre Garçon broke the record this year. He led the league in catches. I had no idea.
Receptions.
I'm so fucking over that team. Yeah. Anyway, this other thing was I thought about bringing this up when I was walking around today, but in order to keep this episode evergreen, I'll just say that a Redskins coach got fired today. That could be relevant at any point in the last 10 years. Relevant at every point in the next 10 years. Whew. I'm tired of it.
It's bad news.
It's Chrome
Bears.
Bills, the North Turner episode. Yo, I do have one. Antrell Roll, 28.
Okay.
There we go.
Impressive.
I heard he was the newest member of Different Styles. It's slightly gay, y'all. I'm not saying I'm gay, but... that's how every verse from that dude starts.
Yo, I'm not saying.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Sometimes.
I never sucked a cock, but I thought about it.
That was like Vinny Paz.
Yo, is he on the Macklemore remix?
Yo.
Featuring Vinny Paz.
So I believe we're going to play an AC Alone song later. Can we talk about, I've listened to this album 4 billion times. AC Alone, A Book of Human Language.
Yep.
I'd bought the CD probably like 3 different times just from having lost it or like giving it out to people. I don't think I'd ever seen the vinyl. And believe me, this is the best album I've ever heard from start to finish. My man just straight up went to a public library.
It's a bootleg as... album art right here.
I mean, I feel like that. Like, you want to know what the difference between independent rap then and now is?
Yeah.
That.
Dude, because I was looking at the front and I was like, damn, I wonder if this is from like AC Alone's private library. And he's like pulling out this book here. And then I flip to the back and he's definitely just
the opposite. It's a public library.
It's actually him in a public library just pointing at books.
Yeah. Right. He can't keep that.
I know. I thought Cole was like making a crazy comparison. I'm with you on that.
Yo,
it's like, nope,
check
that's
him
exactly
out. He's just pointing at books.
Yo, I just pulled this up to take a look at it, and it's like, this is so up Cole's alley.
Yeah.
You've got 9 total tracks, you've got 1 producer, and no guest vocalist. I feel like Cole has been striving to recreate this album since its release date in 1998.
Right. My favorite record of all time.
Why do you say, what do you mean 9 tracks?
Yeah, where are you getting at?
Is it only 9 tracks? Or am I wrong on that?
20 tracks, dog.
Oh, man, you can't count on Wikipedia.
No, you know what? I always felt like that sort of held that album back from getting its due. When you think about, like, Illmatic or Ready to Die, a lot of the top 5 are, I'd say, less than 15 songs. You know what I mean?
You gas out.
Like Enter the 36 Chambers. How many songs did that have?
That had 12. Before you go into that, I want to say that actually I'm going to cut you off there. Because today's Them That's Not will be 1993 albums that have less than 15 tracks.
No, are you serious?
So before, I'm dead serious. So before you jump in and start listing great albums, that is the, I planted that in your head.
Why don't we, actually, can we get to Them That's Not after the first song?
Yep, I just wanted to stop you guys before you went 100 miles and running.
All right, yeah, we got about 4 minutes until the first song, so let's take care of
it. Well, I actually wanted to point this out. Like, how crazy is it that Chuck and I both had that thought? While that discussion was going on, I was thinking about, like, cracking a joke about how, you know, not to pull back the curtain, and then some conversation Chuck and I had. And that shit actually happened. That's pretty meta.
That's very meta.
I try and base my show prep... I'll try and base my show prep on what we did the previous episode. So we were talking about albums being too long. And, you know, and with it's cool with it being the end of 2013. I saw a lot of reflective pieces about 1993. There was something very cool on NPR today. Shout over to Steve about the De La Soul Balloon Mind State. And, you know, that was a really great year.
The title
when
of it was when De La Soul decided not to go pop or refused to go pop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. You read
that
the same
correct.
Thing.
Yeah. It's dope.
Yeah, but have you read the piece about people that read things?
99% of them can't read. Oh. Was that a bad joke or a good joke?
I think it was more insightful.
Is low.
It was good.
If I was over there, that soundboard would be way louder.
Check this out. I did want to say that, you know, part of what we do for show prep is, in regards to what you were talking about, Chuck, is going back and listening to past episodes. The last episode we did was the clip show.
Yeah.
I think, to this point, signature episode for me.
Yeah, I think so, too.
A number one.
Yeah, I think it was number one as well.
If listeners out there, if you're going to share an episode of this show with any of your friends, if you're going to share Chrome Bills, share the clip show episode.
Hug yourself.
It gives you a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
That was actually a big week for us, too. There were two Chrome Bills episodes released within a couple days. So I think it's safe to say that 26 will go as a complete and total afterthought to anyone.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, 26 is the episode where we announced that our guest on episode 100 is going to be Jesus, if I have that correct. Errors and omissions.
That was not correct.
Probably not.
That's not correct.
Is it Jesus or Yeezus?
Yeezy.
I got to check the email. I couldn't tell the difference between the two of them.
Yo, completely random. Did anyone see it on SNL? They had the Christmas album, and it was like one of those fake commercials for Christmas albums. Jay Pharo rocking DMX doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah?
That's
awesome.
What do you mean? He redid it?
As DMX. It was so great.
That's one of my favorite Christmas
Rudolph
moments.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. What? Come on. Has a very shiny nose. Come on. It's great.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of can't miss, you know? How could that be bad?
It's pretty money.
It's pretty money.
Word up.
He's in different styles, right?
Pretty money. Pretty money. What do you think of the new song, Chad? Pretty money, guys.
Slightly gay.
I'm not saying I'm gay, but... Yo, we got any sponsors tonight?
Not yet.
Actually, tonight,
our
show is sponsored by the word sponsor. You feel me on that?
I do feel you.
The people of Sponsor contacted me and said, we like what you've been doing. You've laughed, you've cried, you've bled a little bit here and there, but ultimately you're going in the right direction, and we'd like to give you our sponsorship.
Do they want to get paid?
We have
to pay them?
No.
They're going to pay
us.
They're
very private people. You know
on most
mean?
Podcasts, you actually like sponsor the studio. So for us, we have the option to sponsor each studio.
Okay.
And live from New York City tonight, I'm recording from the Douchebag Atoll Studios.
Yes.
You said, you're not a douchebag at all. And I said, it's because I took some Douchebag Atoll.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
That's a
keeper.
That's a keeper right there.
Clip show.
Hey, yo.
What if every episode became a clip show? That's all every episode is anyway. It's just one clip to the next with awkward segues.
Yeah. Yo, fabricated segues.
Fabricated segues. So anyway.
These are just
this show has so many layers inside of layers.
There's levels to this shit.
Mm-hmm. Layers.
So you sent me a list of songs today.
I did.
Bless us with a description of...
What are you going to play first?
And play something now.
Okay, so this is the Idea and Ability song. It's called Now. You know, I feel like when people they're like, yo, you gotta check this song out. It's so many different styles. Like, Rap God was cool. You know what I mean? It's good. This is that song, and this came out like 10 years ago.
A necessary change from the grimsome bull and plain. Gonna exercise that brain to break the chain. Pain is a part of game. No need to explain. What? We innovate to generate it intricately interwoven tapestry of musical and ethical epiphany. The industry's minimal amount of muscle muscle with the anchor that can take it all the way to where the sun is like a runner left or runner center. Tunnel through a simple simile, a simple sentiment. Adrenaline is coming back. I'm in a minute. City would have died to be a superstar. I'd rather be a galaxy behind you. See, so dependent on a medicine and rhetoric and how I'm bending. Any second of your thinking is I'm sitting at the brink of this world is all asleep and I have no apologies. Breathe, keep my sight on what we ride on. Let bygones be bygones. The migraines don't sidetrack my final destination. Nothing rivals for determination to exterminate the germination of a nation that accepts anything that's thrown in its fat face. Cause when there's nothing left, there's no more point to the rat race. We don't waste a minute of the day. Don't be offended when I'm saying finish. Send it all the way another stage. A creative, alternative, rated, and graded, a crazy maniac melody getting all up in your face. Wait, success ain't only based on self-esteem. It takes a sense to differentiate between what's yours and someone else's dreams. I felt the screams climbing up my cold spine, saying now, it's time. Gotta give it all my energy to give it to the enemy and set it so.
Jesus episode. That was Idea and Abilities with Now. Yo, can you guys see this album that I'm holding up in front of the screen right now? That's the album cover for that?
It's really dope graffiti. We should Google image and put that on SoundCloud for people. The artwork on the vinyl cover for the Idea and Abilities single Now.
Does that say Now? Is that what that's written in graffiti? I can't read that.
Yes,
shit.
That's correct. That's correct.
Never good
and
at
it also
graffiti.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand.
It's also on the same pieces on the vinyl.
He's
holding. Can you see that? Can you see that on the vinyl too?
I do see that.
Yeah.
Do the people at home, do you see that?
So, in that song, I feel like structure-wise, that song has everything. Literally everything. Slow, drawn-out style. quick double time, like super crazy Micah 9 fashion, and then the guitar. I called it a guitar solo. Like, that's what Abilities did. He's like, oh, you have a verse, and so do I with my turntable.
Yeah, yeah.
That song is ridiculous.
I like that. It was a good minute and a half of Ability scratching, man.
Right.
Did you have a hidden agenda on putting that song in here?
No, I just...
You had an agenda?
No. I could make the announcement that Abilities will be doing cuts on my next album for Broken Clock, but
Say
I won't make that
what?
Announcement.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
But yeah, but no,
is that really true?
I feel like it's like...
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's dope, man.
Yeah, it's going to be on that song, too, the jam that we played at the end of one of the episodes, Postpathic Profiteers, the salesman. So anyway, but no, honestly, you know, I feel like, you know, one thing about the way that music is in general and rap now, like when a good single comes out, I feel like you hear it. Now, there's a lot of bad singles, you know, that come out. I'm just like, oh, Jesus, you know. But I do feel like, you know, you're sort of, there is still some stuff coming. I feel like that's one thing that people need to understand about their catalog. If there was one song I would play for people from the E&A catalog, it'd be Now. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they have all kinds of different shit, but it'd be that one. That's why I wanted to play it.
It was dope, man. Actually, that
Very
was the
dope.
That was the one album that I actually peeped out in depth back in the days. I was sleeping on those guys a little bit, but
yeah,
that was the one that kind of caught my attention. Maybe because maybe first and foremost because of the artwork, just because the artwork on that CD is super dope.
When you saw it, did you say, "Oh, wow,
wow"?
You know, not enough people scratch Outkast when the DJs are scratching stuff.
Yeah.
I think that that's one of the just like the subtleties of the song that's really cool is the yeah is
right.
Like Andre, and it has a cool like southern twang to it.
Right.
Like yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Bomb, was that Bombs Over Baghdad?
That's a very good question.
The song that we just played?
No. The yeah. No.
I didn't know the answer, so I was just trying to flip it back on you like you were dumb. I'm dumb.
I'm just glad I knew it was Outkast.
It was the one that's like International Thunder Sound, Thunder Pound.
Oh, actually, that's a good point. Maybe there was even a little homage to the fact that they were taking the fast rap and going even faster with
Definitely.
It.
Definitely. Let's blend those two records together.
We should put that on the soundboard.
Yes.
Yeah. And then not play it at all.
Can you, Cole, is it completely out of the question for when he does cuts on your album to use the phrase, play some Outkast?
That will not happen, but I'll look into it.
See if you can throw a couple extra scratches in there for us.
Yeah.
On the side.
Chrome bills.
You know.
You know, I feel like I'm just waking up. Like, you know when you'd wake up and you're all hungover and then you see a beer bottle?
Yeah.
You're like, God, yeah, that was wrong.
Yeah.
I just saw a note that said, me choose. And I just had the same feeling. You know?
I agree. Why is that written down anywhere?
I didn't want to forget it, but now I can't.
What? Yeah, there's a scratch pad on my table here that just has random C's notes in it.
Taking notes. I don't know what half this shit means.
It's just like...
I wrote down Littlest Christmas Sweater. Was that somebody in different styles?
Maybe.
I just chose three random words.
Dude, have we decided how many... Or not decided. Determined how many members are in different styles?
Not enough. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, we need a couple more.
That's the new dude. Not enough, y'all.
Not enough.
I got 258, but it's not enough.
Speaking of quantities, do we want to segue into the them that's not that
yes,
I teased before?
Please. Get me out of this.
So we were talking about classic albums, and like I said, it would be in 1993. I wanted you to answer the following question.
Who are you?
Which of these albums that I'm about to list is longer than 15 tracks?
All right.
I think we set 15 at pretty much the number. These are all classic albums that came out in 1993. If someone disagrees with one of these being a classic, they can just hit me up at KChromosome and say, you're wrong. But in the meantime, which of the following albums is longer than 15 tracks? We have KRS-One, Return of the Boom Bap, often talked about on this show. De La Soul, Balloon Mind State. Cypress Hill, Black Sunday. Oh, I'm getting my notes over here. Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders. Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. Souls of Mischief, 93 Till Infinity. Phew. Let me go through them one more time just quickly for the folks at home.
How many was that?
Six.
Jesus
six.
Christ. You got, like, I have no chance of getting this. You got to start giving me like three or something.
The goal is for you to always be wrong, remember. That's where this goes. And of course, Cole will go first on this. C's. So we have KRS-One, Return of the Boom Bap. De La Soul, Balloon Mind State. Cypress Hill, Black Sunday. Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders. Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. Souls of Mischief, 93 Till Infinity. Starting first, the golden microphone, hailing from Maryland, toasting a record of 0-32, ladies and gentlemen, C's Mike's.
Pasty alone.
Oh my God.
Wow. That might be the funniest shit I've ever heard. Pasty alone.
You just laid me out with one punch, dog. That's just everything about me.
Pasty alone. You have to change your Twitter handle to Pasty Alone tomorrow.
I can't do that. That was perfect.
I love you, man.
I love you too. Fucking dick.
No, that was a good one. I'm just worried it's going to catch on now.
Yeah, we won't tell
don't
anybody.
Don't ever listen to me at Chrome Bills.
We won't
don't
tell
share
anybody
any
about
episodes.
It.
All right, I think I have my answer.
I got my answer.
If you're done insulting me.
I can take a joke.
I think I have the answer. And I, you know, I feel like the other thing that's so great about me never getting these right, when I listen back, I'm like, God, I was pretty confident about it. Like, I'll say some stupid shit. Like, I'm pretty sure I have this one.
Right.
And you know what? I want to say it about this one. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
All right. Let's hear it.
Doggy Style.
I'm also going Doggy Style.
Give me the news, Chuck. Tell me the streak is over.
You got the applause ready over there?
Yeah.
The streak has ended, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
Doggy
yes!
Style coming in at 19 yes. tracks.
Tight, yes. tight. All right, now, as a secondary quiz,
yes.
let's go, how many track, do you know the track numbers on each of those albums?
Oh, let's do it even more. Which one of those has the second most tracks? I have, yeah, I do have all the numbers.
What was the
I just realized you were asking me that.
Yeah, I was asking you that.
Midnight Marauders.
Yeah, I have all the numbers.
Second most is Black Sunday by Cypress Hill.
That was the first one, actually. The first one's only like 12 tracks, right?
Oh, that was the first one?
Yeah.
No, Black Sunday is the second album. Oh,
is that the one you named, Chuck?
God, I...
Yes.
Wow, I'm going that one.
Okay, yeah, me too.
You guys are both close. Both of those albums have 14 tracks.
Okay. How close?
They have 14.
That was a line slightly gay would have said, yeah?
All right, then...
How close? But coming in at 15 tracks, Balloon Mind State.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, that surprised me.
But see, I bet a lot of them are skits.
That's why.
What if you had named the crew Dirty 30?
Just to be funny. I should have put it on there, but we were already at six tracks.
Right.
Tight.
I tried to be fair, too. I didn't want to sneak one in at 16. I went over the top with a 19er.
I feel this tremendous like sense of pressure has been taken off of my shoulders yeah. by getting that. You know, I feel like Phil Mickelson or Peyton Manning. Like, I finally got one. I can relax. I might turn into the LeBron James of this shit
right.
and just start.
Well, the end of every streak can be the start of a new one. You know, that's what they say.
Right. Or I'll just never be right again. That's entirely possible too.
You got one,
Eric Dickerson episode.
The Dan Marino episode.
That dude said he was awful on TV.
Oh, he's 28. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think I was saying?
Just people who never won it. Never won
okay.
the big one.
True. Wow. You're getting deep on my man's career. That's a tough one.
Dickerson never won it.
No.
Never won a Super Bowl.
And I wonder, that's got to keep him out of the top five. See how easily this show could become a sports talk show? We should do that. We should record two episodes every night. We should start a sports podcast because nobody's doing that, right?
You got to leave here and... At 8.
So. Whoa.
That was amazing. He's like, that's a great idea, except you've got to leave, Rudy.
It was strictly for the joke. Let's do a sports broadcast where I know nothing about sports. So,
in today's news, Team A beat Team B. I feel like that's how sports are going to get eventually. Yeah. It's just going to be, they're going to be 80,000 teams in every league.
Yeah.
Soccer will be the most popular sport. I can't get down with that. Although I do feel, I know in this room, at least Chuck's into it, in this virtual room. He's into soccer.
I'm very into it, yeah.
If you're,
God damn it.
If you, you know, the commercial aspect is It's kind of big.
Like, there's things
that
I see.
NFL commercials, man.
There's things in life that I see and I watch, you know, or I observe. And I'm like, God damn it, that's so stupid. And then I think about it. I'm like, I just don't understand it. That's why I'm reacting that way. And then I try and see it from a different perspective. Not with soccer. It's fucking stupid. And I'll never...
I just think you're not used to watching 45 minutes of uninterrupted sports. Your brain needs you to go on a little break and hear...
But see, the,
you know,
I want to see you be brave.
You need to see, like, the same commercials
the
90
analogy,
times in 7 hours of watching football.
If Pitbull played soccer, you'd watch it.
You know how I get down. I watch Red Zone.
Point.
I DVR everything. I don't watch commercials. To me, that analogy is like saying, hey... Here's this food that you can't fucking stand, and you can have as much as you want of it. I don't fucking want it just because it's there.
Right.
Just like I don't want to watch some bullshit game just because there's
but
no commercials.
But Red Zone is constant. That's constant.
That's what I'm saying.
Constant action.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I don't watch games live.
Right.
I can't sit through. I won't sit through commercials. I don't.
I wonder if
anymore.
Anyone's thought of doing a Red Zone for English Premier League soccer.
Oh no!
We should really scrap this podcast and just
get on that
and just go with the new business plan.
That's why I take my leave, fellas. I'm out.
Where stay was that away, the plan stay all away from along? Those hooligans.
Did you steer this conversation towards soccer so you knew I'd quit? You guys trying to get rid of me?
I figured I'd let you get a win in on them that's not, and then we'd send you on your way.
Yo, this is slightly gay. You throwing your man a bone. What do you mean by that? I mean, you take it how you want it, B.
Hey, yo, is anyone working the soundboard over there?
Nope.
Thank you.
Slightly Gay was all over it. I'm not sure how clean it is now. We had him in the studio earlier.
Do we have any errors and omissions for this
week?
We
went to the library and took
it. We do, actually. Well, I'm going to have to go back to episode 26 on this, and please forgive me if I said it last show because I was very drunk. Which will segue us into what you drinking. But for errors and omission, Pep Love, a member of Souls of Mischief, yes or no?
No.
I was also no. Steve Jarek was adamantly yes.
I was adamant yes.
The answer
is
a big fat no.
Is no.
Adamantium about that one.
That's not.
Yeah.
Wait, episode 26, that was like two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Chuck is so into errors. He's going to be like, you know what? I'm really digging the errors and omissions, so I'm just going to start from episode one. That's what Chuck's going
to
do.
Yo, so going back to episode one.
Are you texting right now, dog?
No, I'm reading an errors and omissions. My friend Matt sent me one.
All right.
Errors
shout out to Matt.
Oh, yeah, there was something in there. Yes, I saw this.
I don't know
you
if I can even
me.
read these words.
Is that here. Matt 3 T's?
I think you should do it.
Errors and Omissions, episode 25. In the song Plastic Surgery, the rapper, he says, alludes to Richard Gere chugging cum. Ugh. But the urban legend he was trying to reference was Rod Stewart. Richard Gere got a gerbil stuck up his ass.
It's important to know the difference.
It is true.
I'm glad that that's the thing that he wanted to point out.
Hey, you know what you know, you know?
It's Lemmy Winks from your boy Lemmy Winks from Different Styles. Different Styles!
Lemmy Winks never said a word, just went about his business in somebody's butthole.
Oh, me, oh, my. 2013 will be wrapping up. By the time this is posted, it will be 2014.
It is New Year's Eve tomorrow. Speaking of Evergreen,
Dickerson
let's just
year.
Blow the cover off. It is New Year's tomorrow.
Yeah, New Year's is tomorrow.
I'm excited. The year's over. Got a fresh start coming up, which is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
Because from the moment you're born, you'll never have a fresh start again.
It's the same old shit.
Yeah. You know?
Leave it to C's to just inject that happiness into the podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, so you're pretty much fucked from here on out, and then you die. So, great show, guys. Great show.
Check us out on iTunes.
SoundCloud, iTunes.
Hey, are you bordering on suicide? You should check out my podcast. You'll teeter right over.
So, Chuck, what have you been listening to, man?
Casual dissing Eminem. No, I'm just joking. That does exist,
though.
You
brought that up last year. When did that happen?
Apparently, Casual has an album called Rap God. And he's not very happy that there's a song out called Rap God. And he would like everyone at home to know that before Eminem was famous, he was a Casual fan, and he even approached Casual at Scribble Jam and gave him his demo.
Who are you?
Interesting.
Who are you? Who are you?
He probably should have signed him.
Yeah, he should have. I hope he doesn't reference his business acumen
Yeah.
in that, because M was just looking for a shot. Although, I don't know. How different would Eminem's career be if he just ended up as, like, the 15th guy on the Hieroglyphics roster?
Well, he has. There's a remix out there of him and Buckshot, and it's a remix of, I think it's How Many MCs Must Get Dissed.
It's him rhyming over that.
Right. Yeah. And he says that he almost signed a Duck Down. So, I like that. I like that inside baseball kind of stuff. Yeah. I like knowing the behind the scenes. Have you listened to the Rap Gods album by Casual, Chuck?
No, I'm a big fan of Casual, but I probably haven't listened to anything he put out since the album. It was called like Truck Driver or something like that. That had the Bay vs. Bricks on it, which is like 2005.
Yeah,
it's better than me. I think I stopped at Fear Itself.
Fear Itself. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'd be interested to hear. I think
got a lot.
It's an interesting thing. Like when you hear, I was singing about with all the beats that we play behind us, thanks to Steve Jarrett.
Steve Bill.
Stevie Bill.
Who are you?
Sometimes you'll hear a record that, like, it's funny. I think on Midnight Marauder and the first Cypress Hill album, they for Stone is the Way of the Walk, it's the same sample as something on Midnight Marauder, right?
We're going to have to check that out.
But I know, like, 36 Waste, like, Fife says that line on that same sample. But anyway, it's okay. Like, all right, like the whole, like, did Eminem bite Cage? Or just, like, you know, was it, like, back in the day where people biting each other? I think when you come from similar enough environments and produces the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think to get salty that somebody else has, and it's not like Rap God is
a fucking song title. Why are you getting salty
over
that?
Well, on top of that, it's not, like, the most unique thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, somebody else could come up with that without being aware that you had it, too.
I agree.
I think getting salty about that's a little touchy.
I've got one to add to the list on
press. What's up?
Songs that use the same samples that came out around the same time period. It's Nas' Sweet Dreams is the same beat as, or the same sample as Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
Oh, very true.
Both came out within a couple months of each other. In the summer of 1990. It's the 90 now, according to Helter Skelter.
It was 96.
It's always the 90 now.
I actually thought about sending Operation Lockdown, the Helter Skelter song. I feel like that was another one that sort of slipped through the cracks of the last 10, 15 years. That was a banger.
It went down like this.
Yeah, I remember you were working at Safeway
in
1997, and I saw you there. And that's the song. You were like, I really like this Operation Lockdown song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One song gets in my head.
Yeah,
man.
You were like, this is it.
30 years later, I'm still talking about
this
shit.
That's a good one.
But I didn't pick it.
You did not.
I didn't want to play
myself. I really like Frankie D and the L.A. Posse.
Frankie D and the...
Yeah. I really like Burpee T. Do you remember Burpee T? He was Slightly Gay's DJ.
Have you guys listened to any new rap? I listened to a Joey Badass song today.
What'd you think?
I thought it was actually kind of dope.
Yeah?
Fuck, I don't even know the name of it. Hold up. Give me 10 seconds. But yeah, it was kind of reminiscent of like a Duck Down Wu-Tang kind of vibe. And yeah, I dug it.
I went into a restaurant the other day to eat. It was in the Lower East Side of New York. It was called The Pig and Cow.
Okay.
And when I walked in, they were playing Joey Badass. And I immediately knew I loved the restaurant.
There you go.
The next song was Woo Older Gods. And they just like continued on from there. It was all very good music. I heard like Helter Skelter. They played like Red and Meth. It was all very dope.
True that.
That's when you know you're getting old, when you hear your favorite music from growing up in like expensive restaurants.
Yeah, wait till we're in old folks' homes, like singing Shimmy Shimmy Y'all.
This one really gets the crowd going.
All right, the song I was checking out today was Audio Push featuring Joey Badass, Tis the Season. Thought it was kind of ill, so keep that out.
Is it a Christmas song?
It was a Christmas song. No, it wasn't a Christmas song. I don't think they were singing about anything celebratory at all.
I used to think about that a lot when I would ride around in a car listening to the oldie station, like if my parents are driving.
Yeah.
It's like, I wonder if this is going to be me when I'm 50.
Yeah.
You know? Did someone just snore?
That was
Big Daddy. I know this joke isn't very good, but come on, man.
That was Big Daddy Kane snoring at
Fair
us.
Fair enough. Big Daddy Kane's not feeling the podcast.
Anytime there's an ad lib on a beat.
I thought he was a friend of the show.
Anytime there's an ad lib on a beat, it comes in at like the most opportune in such a precipitous way.
I used to I used to hate when DJs would do that at battles. Like, they play a beat that had the chorus in it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, dude. Do a little bit of preparation here.
Fuck out of here. My man DJ Burpee T would never pull that shit.
Anybody check out Chance the Rapper yet?
I haven't had a chance to.
Hey-o. Chuck?
How do you like that?
I have not.
Acid
I feel
rap.
Like it's. I feel like it's coming.
It, I mean, I would definitely check it out. I think the guy's he got a lot of class.
Yeah.
Now he's got some, he's got a interesting style, man.
How so?
He's in interesting styles.
Would you say? Interesting styles.
Now he does a lot of on beat, off beat cadence. He does the vocal fluctuation, high to low. Fast or slow, you know?
I wonder if that's what's starting to happen,
and
too.
He's kind of like in the same vein as a Kendrick or something like that.
I wonder if that's what's starting to happen, too, is that where back in the day you might have had like four or five of very similar kind of groups.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we've talked about this on here, that it's just solo artists for the most part. If you're just going to have like seven or eight solo artists, but they each have their own different style.
Yeah.
Different styles.
I hate that there's no more rap groups, man. I'd be very happy for rap groups.
Speaking of rap groups. Oh, wait, no. This is actually not speaking of rap groups.
Is it a single? Here's a solo artist.
This is a solo artist right
That
here.
Was the first Arizona Missions and Segways. This is AC Alone's Mic Check. I think another one that shouldn't slip through the cracks. Check it out.
If it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all. I want to. I check a 1, 2. If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all. I check 2. A mic, I check 2. Check, I wouldn't have a check at all. A 1, 2, I check a 1, 2. If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all. A 1, 2, and I'ma check you. I start most of my raps off kinda slow, just so you can see exactly where we're gonna go. I make sure your body's strapped in, cause I'm a tailspin and you're liable to get thrown. The Bible is the microphone. I read from the scripture, I leave it up to you to see the pictures. I hover above them seas like a flying saucer, with the sorcery to alter the future. Present in the past, don't be hesitant to ask me to be the man, I'll be the last. I'll be moving fast on that ass. I stipulate your fate, I take a grip, I take a shot, I break your place. Now can you take the weight or do I have to make it lighter? Tighter than you could imagine that I had it been when I recite a rhyme. I might as well be inside of your mind. I know you thinking, damn, how does he, what was he, a man? Or a machine with computerized diagrams? I tell him, nope, I am of the flesh, fresh, dope. I'm set apart, you're just a shot in the dark. And the darkness casts no shadow. And I'll be victorious no matter who I battle. So every rapper in the house, shut the fuck up. Cause if it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
Check 1, check 2.
If it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all.
I check a 1, 2, check a 1, 2.
If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
I check 1, check 2, now I check 2.
Now everyone knows I got the milk like D, homemade grilled. To get your wig peeled like it should be. Top of the morning to you, so many ways to do ya. I threw you the shield just before I dealed on ya. I recommend that when I squeeze the pus from your skin, you pretend it ain't happening. Cause everywhere is my stomping grounds. When MC stepped in, I stomp them down to the lowest. You the slowest rapper that I met, but you owe us all a favor not to jet. Not until you show us you be flipping. I give your body lashes and whippings. I crash into the board like Pippin. I has to be tripping. Not for your pleasure or your entertainment. I came with a crew called Self, and everybody looked just like me. And we agreed that we dope, fool. We got flavor, and everyone knows who's the savior. Cause everyone knows, everyone knows, everyone knows I got flow. And if it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all.
I want to.
Check a 1, 2. If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
I check 2,
a mic, I check 2. If it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all.
I 1, 2, I check a 1, 2.
If it wasn't for a mic check, you wouldn't have a check at all.
I 1, 2, and I'ma check you.
See, the mic check brings all the chaos to order. I conquer the perimeter, sealing the borders. To catch the feeble child, weeble wobble, style evil subject, subjected to wreck anyone in my way. I am what is known as the expandable specimen. Not understandable when I handle my mic check. I enlarge to full capacity drastically fast. It has to be my one manicure, dastardly pure blast. With sniffle a lip, level and shift earth plate. Speed it up, birth rate, repetitive, letative, then let it die. Right inside the eye of the negative. I love putting pressure on the lesser competitive. Inferior, yet determined, vermin. Sherman stick smoked. I got the elephant tighter style. Superior stroke of genius. I spoke and hell broke loose. I saturate the streets, fatuated by drum beats. My heat, solar warms the polar melting glaciers. IR shooting star chaser, the laser.
I'll be on my hip swings when I rip. Fully loaded electricity clips, I can't miss. Stimulating your body fluids, the flow as well as I do. I do what is necessary to counter the block. I can just rock you with no fuel. Dual exhaust is costing your life renewal. I bring about a change, meaning I'm about as strange as they come. I come from the depths in which they slept none, son. I am, I was, I be, because I'm me. Originality for your fatality. No, I am a traveler, word scrambler, not a scribbler or a scavenger. Eating a place, you're greedy and beating your face, cause you're needing a taste of this niceness. But my advice is don't imitate my likeness. Oh, I'm a fella who knows what the mic is, and I do it something like this. Freestyle Fellowship, AC Alone, Mike and I and Jupiter Peace, chilling villain empire, afterlife, hip hop clan, mass men and Knox, Abru, Western Hemisphere, Mean Green, Boomin' James, Born I Lie. First
and if it wasn't for a mic check, I wouldn't have a check at all.
Check one, check two, now I'm through with you.
And all the heavyweight crew putting it down, Ten, Sin, Eve, doing it at Project Blizz. Now is no.
I just steered us into a bad corner.
I'm just sitting here thinking, thank God this is not on the air.
Thanks for bailing me out, Chuck.
Yo.
Are we coming back? Are we
we're
coming back
live.
Right here?
We're dude, back.
Our mic check is cashed.
We're back.
Yo, our mic check was just cashed. Coming back, Chrome Bills. It's episode 28. Yo no puedo.
28.
Del Fredo.
Amazing. You got
escargot.
That was Italian, French, and Japanese.
What number is Carlos Delfino? I feel like we
Le
should
Vontese.
Just
Vinny Del. This is the Vinny Del Negro.
Vinny
episode.
Del Negro. Ronnie Cycli episode.
I thought in basketball you're not allowed to have a number higher than 5 on your jersey, so that the ref can look at the other ref when it's in a loud arena and tell who the foul was on.
With just one hand, like he could flash.
No, with two hands, but
twice.
Yeah. Well, no, with he can exactly. He can be like 3-2.
Right.
32 is every foul on.
I didn't know that.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Let's save this for our sports podcast.
I thought this was the sports podcast. And we
coming up,
save
Chrome Bills
Dash
Sports.
Right, we're going to talk hip hop later.
Talk a little hip hop.
So let's talk about rappers who have names that are fashioned after gangsters.
Well, not even that, but it's the actual name.
Right.
Like they don't put
it. There's a 50 Cent, right?
There was a 50 Cent. Rick Ross, there, obviously.
Rick Ross. I mean, that's like a name.
There's an AZ. Yeah. AZ was a real gangster.
Okay.
And there's an AZ. And I think
Capone and Noriega.
Capone, Tragedy, Gaddafi.
See, that one, that's a combination of two. You know,
yeah, but
he would just go by Gaddafi.
I think for
is that a combination of two?
Segment.
Who's Tragedy? Is that a real thing?
Sad Gaddafi.
No, but it was Tragedy.
I think it's close enough.
I feel like there was definitely a market for some dude to just come out and be like, I'm Rick.
Just Rick.
Yeah, just Rick. You know what I mean? He just like, he was still ill, but he just was him. Not trying to like be a, well, the reason that we got on the topic is that the newest member of Different Styles will be in the studio later freestyling with us, Nerdy Kafka.
Nerdy Kafka's in the group.
But his hype man is the illest new white dude, Jimmy Hoffa.
Tight.
Yeah. Like, it's not Jimmy Hoffa raised from the grave. That's the dude's rap name.
Was it Noriega or Cameron who
Noriega,
all of a sudden started?
There you go. Another one. Noriega.
I said Capone and Noriega already.
Oh, you
but
did. Okay.
Was it Noriega or Cameron who started calling their crew the Taliban?
That was Dipset, yeah.
Oh, that was such a bad look. It was like in 2003, too.
Dude, it was right after 9/11. Like, we're the Taliban.
Wow.
Like, how far away are we from...
Oh, speaking of the Dipset, Jim Jones, who was a cult leader. The guy named himself Jim Jones.
Wow, that's the best pull so far.
Yeah. There's a Math Hoffa. He's a battle rapper.
Math Hoffa.
Yeah. He does those spoken word battles.
I'm trying
to... Is there a Meyer Lansky? I know Raekwon referred to himself as Meyer Lansky in a rhyme.
He did.
Rap Meyer Lansky, smash a fantasy.
We're probably missing like one of the most obvious.
Right.
Frank White.
Scarface.
Oh, Scarface. Thank you. Jesus. I bet there's somebody's listening to this scream.
Scarface!
That's another thing.
Scarface!
Yo, as an aside, I love screaming away from the mic. Yeah. It's so fucking awesome.
It's getting really loud!
Especially when Stubby D comes through and he's like just jumping to get to the mic stand.
Check it out.
I got something to say to y'all, man. Chill out.
Hold the mic.
I gotta stay. You stay still.
It hurts my neck.
Ladies.
I'm laughing so hard it hurts my neck.
I feel like, you know, with that, along that line of people that are like, yo, we're gonna name ourselves after the illest, like most violent cats. Somebody should have named himself George Bush. That should have been someone's rap name.
Yeah, that's a good
Dick Cheney.
You want vile motherfuckers?
That's me, dog.
No, I'm actually going Dick Cheney because of the album art.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could have dicks and chains.
Whoa. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Let's take a moment for that one.
Slightly gay featuring gay chromosomes.
Featuring Dick Cheney.
I'm glad you put me on the track, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So, we gotta pick up the energy, man. We're winding down.
So
this is the last episode of the show.
Hey, fuck that.
Yo,
shit.
I'm putting Steve Bills on blast right
it
now.
Is my,
I'm putting
it's
Steve
my fault.
Bills on
it's
blast.
My fault. It's me.
No, I mean what's coming up right now. During episode 27, you said any producer out there who wants to battle BPM for BPM.
Oh.
You want to catch me on the street. I know you're being slightly in jest, but you want to catch me on the street and be like, ain't no half-stepping. So we are going to go in that vein with them that's not. Which of the following Tribe songs is not 94 beats per minute?
Oh, good goodness. Okay. All right, let's do it.
What I think is confusing is that because there's music playing, it's harder to hear in your head which one has the tempo.
It might be. I might need to turn this down for a second.
In typical Them That's Not fashion, C's mics will get the chance to go first. The songs we have are, once again,
Who Are You?
8 Million Stories, We Can Get Down, and Award Tour.
Okay.
So which of the following is not 94 beats per minute?
Okay, 8 Million Stories is...
You're turning the music down on purpose.
I did.
You're not
I know,
that.
I turned it off. 8 Million Stories was Red Man Inside the Trunk. Was that the one?
I thought that's Went to Carville to Get a Milkshake.
Oh, it's not the one with... Okay, that's 8 Million Stories. You're right.
Yep.
Okay.
Once Again is obviously the one with the girl singing, "You did it to me once again, my friend."
I'm there. I feel like you.
We Can Get Down is self-explanatory.
Yep.
And then Award Tour. I have never heard Award Tour, so maybe you guys can help me out with that one.
8 Million Stories. That's my answer.
Can you turn the music back up?
Yeah, okay, hold on.
This sounds like Jim Rome. There was just dead air for 3 seconds.
Honey, rip me off.
Jim Rome presents the Chrome Bills podcast, and this is all you hear.
Elitist DJ, react to me.
Okay. Fuck, I'm gonna miss this one, and it's gonna feel good.
You called your shot and you blew it, dog.
It's not like you talk shit about it. I know it's tough with the beats playing though.
Fuck, you don't need excuses for this, dude.
Alright, we can get down.
The correct answer coming in at 97 beats per minute is a Tribe song I've never heard. It's called Award Tour.
Fuck.
Steve Bills.
Dude.
We'll be tested again at some point. But for now, is 0-1. His rap name, OWEN-1. 0-1.
I feel like...
Knock, knock, who's there? Owen who?
The
Owen
difference between 3 BPMs is not very significant.
Not at all.
Now you got excuses,
I did. That was an excuse.
Steve Shanahan over here, man.
There were several Tribe songs at 93 and 95, though.
Yeah,
so
dude,
I felt
they're
like...
all a lot... Their whole record's like... It's 90... I thought Midnight Marauders is like all around 95 BPM. Oh, doesn't she even says it in the skit, right?
She says it, yep. She goes, somewhere around 90... something beats per minute. I have to pull that.
Yep.
Maybe it was 94 and that's why my list made so much sense.
Do you have any Ask Seizes?
Ask Seizes?
I got one Ask Seize.
I haven't talked enough in this
Jesus
show.
Jesus versus Seizes.
Seizes.
This Ask Seize is coming in from...
Who are you?
Richie Incognito. Martin.
Okay.
Not
Incognito Martin.
Richie Incognito Martin. Names are going fast on Twitter.
Friend of the show.
Good guy.
Said, C's Mike.
Misunderstood.
Yeah.
Are you aware there's a Scribble Jam 2014, and will you be attending?
I have seen that bounced around on Facebook. There's a Kickstarter for it. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I'll donate to it. I hope it happens. I went to probably like 7 in a row, you know. So,
did you really? You went to 7 in a row?
Would you donate to it?
Yeah, I would donate to it. I mean, well, the other thing is that Mr. Dibs had cirrhosis, I believe. And there was a donation. They were taking up money for him, but I'm assuming he got better. I don't know if they got all the money. And I would think he would get something out of Scribble Jam. I don't know. I'd hope so.
Is he? Was it him? He's the guy who's organizing it?
Well, Scribble Jam was, it's Scribble was a magazine, and then in Cincinnati, and then like a bunch of the people like him, Kevin Beecham, they started working with the magazine and created a festival, an annual festival that started out fairly small and then just blew the fuck up. Mm-hmm. So it was him and a couple other people, some dude named Nick. But, you know, from talking to them, they stopped doing it because they were like, yo, like, pay dues started, and it just became not as worth it to us to do this.
Right.
Which makes total sense, you know?
Last year I went, there was no one there.
That's sad.
I think it was, fuck, I can't even remember the year. 06, maybe?
I remember the last one I went to, because it was always in August, or maybe early September, but this one was, I think, at the end of October, and it was fucking freezing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I hope it goes down. It's the kind of thing. On some like pouty shit, I'd love to have my album done before it happens. I hope that fucking happens. If I'm out there without that, I don't know that I'd have a good time. And I think that's
relying
on
the Kickstarter.
It's honest.
This is not going to be very evergreen, but if they're relying on the Kickstarter, I just pulled it up with a goal of $100,000 and 6 days to go. Anybody want to guess where they're at?
Ooh. Oh. I'm going to be optimistic and say 40,000.
Seize mics, do you want to chime in and just go $39,999 in
Price
is Right
fashion? I'm going
to try and
nail it, because I feel like based on your reaction, it's going to be less than that.
Oh,
it's bad. 17,000.
Oh, it's bad. Lower.
Wow.
Unfortunately, here's the state of underground hip-hop. $11,000 have been raised so far. And to put it in perspective, for $5,000, you can pay to have your act perform a set.
For $5,000.
Yeah.
For $5,000, you can have a 15-minute set.
I'd pay that.
You're not going to recoup that money, though.
I want to stay away from that.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about it. It's one of those things, and we've had this conversation behind the scenes about a lot of things. Speaking of beats that have the fucking chorus, this is driving me insane. I feel like Dos Effects is constantly interrupting me.
You know, they do interrupt their... They do... They never bleep the
they
word.
They riggedy interrupt you.
I feel, you know, like when I listen to podcasts that are bad, I'm like, that fucking sucks, so let's do our own because we can do it better.
All right,
with
so
something like Scribble Jam, like, I can't trip. I could never do anything like that better.
Logistically, it's got to be a really difficult thing to pull off.
Right.
Having all those artists together. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Rock the Bells does it. Pay Dues does it.
But see, that's the thing is I feel like those two are more concert type thing. Where Scribble Jam, you'd go because the MC battle was going to be good or the B-Boy battle was going to be good. It wasn't just act after act after. Maybe that's the direction they go. More power to them.
Yeah.
I would just say logistically, you're relying on people to travel to Cincinnati as opposed to Rock the Bells, which goes around and hits areas that they think they already have enough support in.
And
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Los Angeles.
Yep.
Anybody else want to name a city in the United States? Going twice.
Chicago.
Going three times. Chicago! We have a winner!
Plus, it goes to venues. Like, when they play around here, they go to Nissan Pavilion. That place is big. It's staffed for that kind of event. I've always
respected the Scribble venue, though. I think Annie's is dope.
Yeah. It is.
Scribble Jam.
I'll be a little man. It does remind me of the place when Steve was telling the story about the piss moat. That, like, if there was a place that could happen, it was probably Annie's.
Do you remember
that story from Scribble Jam?
It was not from Scribble Jam.
There was one year, and I definitely ended up in the battle, too. I had the fucking runs, man. It was awful. When we had the merch table.
Oh, shit.
We were outside.
Oh, yes.
Literally.
Next to R.A. the Rugged Man.
Yeah. We ended up, did some crazy shit.
Who are you?
I forget what year this was.
Thank you.
But anyway, Chuck and I got a booth. Like, you could rent a booth to sell merchandise. So we had it, but it was so fucking hot. Like, we were still in the shade, but it was still hot. I drank, you know, like, you can drink so much water and, like, still get dehydrated. I got dehydrated as shit and just, like, had the crazy runs. And that is not the place where you want that happen. But so eventually, the booth next to us, this was kind of pissed me off because we had paid to sell our merch. There was an empty table, and one of the dudes just walked R.A. the Rugged Man over and was like, yo, here's a table for you. You know, as far as I know, he didn't have to pay for it. And right. I get it. And I got it then, and I get it now. But I was still like, oh, fuck. You remember talking to him? He was actually intelligent.
That's a cool dude.
Well-spoken dude.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird because I know he would never remember me or Cole unless Cole met him on other times. But I literally talked to that guy for like 7 hours one day. And he's like very, very cool guy. Very insightful. Yeah. You know, still has been around for a lot of shit, too. you know. So, respect.
He told an ill story, too, and I'll share this one because I can't remember who he was telling it about, and I'd be surprised if either of them ever hear their story. But he said back in the day, he ended up battling a pretty well-known dude in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
And at first, like, the dude was getting all hype, and then everybody realized he was just kicking, I think it was a showbiz
verse. He was using
somebody else's rhyme. And he's like, and I called it out on him, and then everybody started booing.
I heard this story.
Okay.
He was using a Granddaddy IU rhyme, right?
Okay.
I think I heard R.A. tell that story before.
It was crazy.
Happened to me at a battle, or at a cypher in Maryland, too, where someone kicked. And my boy Sean can vouch for this story, because he was a huge fan of the Artifacts. Came in and said, if I had it my way, every whack MC would die Friday, making Saturday a better day. One day won't even start your week off till Monday. And it's like this whole, like exactly Elda Sensei verse.
And some dude kicked that?
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
Man, I was out one night, and I was freestyling. I did a lot of meth that night, and yeah. I started freestyling. And I thought I was killing it, and then I looked around, and everybody was like, yo, he just kicked a verse from Nerdy Kafka. I heard that Nerdy Kafka mixtape, and he just kicked a verse off that.
Yeah.
It was not my best moment, I'll be honest.
Nerdy Kafka.
I wrote down Balkan Mineshaft. My handwriting's so bad. I wrote Balloon Mine State down. It says Balkan Mineshaft. Shift. Looks like STHFJ. God. How's your handwriting? Seriously.
Oh my God.
That kind of sounds like one of those questions you ask that no one answers. Like when you see people in the hallway at work and you're like, how you doing? You like don't answer. You're just like, how you doing? How you doing?
Yeah.
Like that's how I want that how's your handwriting to be.
How's your holidays? Good. Shut up now.
Do we still have one more song coming or can we freestyle?
We do have another. We got five if you all wanna go into something nice.
Are we done yet?
Yeah.
Can we go? Can I go?
You can freestyle.
Are we done yet?
We got 5 minutes of freestyle.
Are we done yet? Featuring Ice Cube.
Year end freestyle?
Are we done yet? Are you having fun yet? Have you had sex with a nun yet? Come test. Punks jump up and get beat down. More than a song. Steve plays beats with a chorus on. It's got the vocals in the background. Lash out. Might be behind on the G-chat. Need that. Peep that. Keep that. Believe in the fact. Eating the wax. I got my record set up. I got my tables going. And I'm crazy flowing. Sees mics, he be chomping at the bit. So I'm gonna let him come in here and kill the shit.
Yeah, girls see me on stage loving the looks. I don't wanna fucking freestyle and double some hooks. I need a better DJ. Gotta play it another way. What could you say? Hey, I walk away. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve, but it's a new year for C's to do what he please is. C's about to grab the mic if and give little rapper SIDS, cause they just kids. The Ooh. Beat dropped out and I brought it right back. I gotta turn the volume up because it's like that now. I see the techniques with the felt paper. Yo, I'm felt now. You won't get felt later. Nobody will ever fear your style because you've been different styles. I got a different smile. I walk 1,000 miles, smack 1,000 children. Yo, 8 million stories was the answer that I thought to that game. Them, that's not. But pass it off when I'm blasting off from the pot. You know, I gotta get hot. Hey, yo. But I'm not slightly gay the MC. If I was, there wouldn't be anything wrong with that. Yo, the song is back. I just got out of the hook, so I'll pass it off to K Chromosome. Give him the book.
I give him the book. Catch that on Chrome Bills Podcast, where we talk about authors and battle who's the best, so you can test. One of the best to grab that micra. Punks jump up and get beat down in spite of the fact that a riggity, riggity, riggity rap got you standing like Stumpy D on a book stack, trying to get to the mic. Do what I like, moving it's nice, mixing a little bit of fluid with Sprite just to get you feeling that groove in the night. Hitting the e-cig, it's banned now. But I'm on Pearl Street looking for a handout. Like I'm somebody around the corner from a place. And I'm about to kick a rhyme in their face. What can you say? What can you do? What I steadily do when I come through. When I'm beheading your crew. Different styles, yo, spit some smiles.
Check it out.
Spit some smiles, please.
Put up a promo. Who knew Kyle Orton was Tony Romo? They switched jerseys. Doubled his number 9. He's number 18 now. Getting paid 10 million fine. Yo, I kick it for Baram. I'll grab the microphone and then I slice it open with your spine. so I can try to sever the nerves. I'm clever with words. Everybody's a herb, but nobody's got the spice to get nice. That's why I break them apart and then sprinkle them upon my rice. Psh, break it down so simply. MCs, I pimp MCs. You're pimply. Fuck it. It's pimple free. The MC and the DJ Oxy. Yo, I bring MCs to my room and let them proxy. Try to teach. I could beach because you're a fat whale now. They call me Pasty Alone because I'm pale and hairy. Your mom's kind of a fairy. I'm not sure if that's a diss or not. Hey, yo, I'm pissing spots. Walk around the corner so I can listen up and listen down. Hey, yo, matter of fact, I give it back to Chuck. I'm pissing now.
Like I had a mountain to climb. I feel old because Cole had a song about 2009. That was 4 years ago. On the microphone, you hear the flow. Got a song that I'm about to intro. Can't remember which one it gets done. I flip some, deviated like a septum. Write it backwards like red rum. Get your head sprung, your head's done. Yo, stepson, like you a stepson. Non-marital, non-marital, Mortal Kombat. Sure I'm on that, and beyond that. Crazy places like where they get chronic.
Yo, yes. I'm supersonic, yo. Rappers, I don't respect them. I inspect them and then close back at the rectum.
Whoa, whoa.
When I inspect them, I don't inject them. I don't protect them. You know, I gotta circumspect them.
Hey, yo.
Bring it back.
Pharoh Munch said,
bring
you
it
better
back.
Believe I butt fed them cheese from the,
I know,
you know, like,
I know he did. I'm
getting in that ass.
Getting in the ass. Inspect
yo,
the rectum.
You might got more cash than me.
All right, yo.
Right. I think that's the greatest cannabis setup line.
Last song, Party People.
What's the last song?
The Hills of Cypress.
Oh, yes. This is my jam. God, I love this song. Stone is the way of
I was surprised by this one.
Really?
I didn't know that you were that much of a Cypress Hill fan.
Dude, this first app, we've talked. Well, you know, the first episode, I tried to make the case in a very circumventing way.
Yeah.
I was all over the place, but I was trying to make the case that Muggs is the most underrated producer of our era.
Okay.
I mean, this album, the first Cypress
Hill
album.
Sorry,
that was a
bug. That was a Muggs beat in the background. A boom, boom.
I love this song.
Tight.
I'm going to rap along.
All right, Chrome
it.
Bills, the Purple Jesus episode 28.
It's a great beat to be high to, too.
Stoned. Yeah, you know he likes Cypress Hill. He's just fucking potted.
Stoned is the way of the walk. Just like Cheech and Chong frontin' with ice cream. Cypress Hill is here to give you an ice cream. Speak it like a roller and you know it's rolled tightly. I'm like a funky beat, so why you trying to fight me? Pigs off inside me, that's not polite, G. In any hour of the day, you know I might be harassed by a pig real fast. They wanna run and kill me, always trying to crumb my ass. Ain't got no class. I hit the ass like the Buddha, that's stinky. They wanna squat, but they're just so rinky dinky. I'm the freaker, the one who freaks the funk. Sin got the belly and he's gonna like the blood. Zipping at the kufu make me go cuckoo. Something like loco, then I turn it to this nuku. Bringing the beta, yeah, now the funk's rising. Got the beta bass and the nasal highs in. As I kick a chuppy coming straight from my sinus. Crazy nasal vocals, can I make the hotties loco? I remember Sister Maggie, blessed with kinda saggy. Used to sell me Buddha, I done fucked up little baggies. Honeyed up for 20, even when I had no money. She said, pay me with some Latin dick, sonny. I never went out, and I don't think I'm gonna. Just for some motor, she wanted me to bone out the meaning. You think you know what I'm meaning? I got something for the hoes to be scheming on the Buddha rail. I take a trip to Hooterville, I'll throw you out the door of my big blue Seville. Then light another joint. This ain't no exploitation. For we are the ones stolen in the ways of the masters. Stoned is the way of the walk. Stoned is the way of the walk. Stoned is the way of the walk. Stoned is the way of the walk.
Mm-mm, 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 mm-mm. That is my second favorite song to the Chrome Bills theme song. I'll be perfectly honest with you. That was Cypress Hill, Stoned is the Way of the Walk.
I lost cut.
I blast them.
That was our DJ.
To follow up on the discussion, it's Grant Green down here on the ground, credited as being in Tribe Called Quest Vibes and stuff. Cypress Hill, Stoned is the Way of the Walk. Pete Rock and CL Smooth, Act Like You Know. Freeway and Jake One, My Time. And Chi Ali, the remix of the Funky Lemonade.
Let's check this out right now.
Here's a little Grant Green.
Peep how smooth this is.
I want to give shout out sponsor of the show, whosampled.com.
For friend hooking that. Show. Sponsor of
shout
the show.
Out to Who Sampled, y'all. We made a rap record.
Sendog, you made it in the studio.
Yo, what's up the scenes?
What can you tell us about that song, Stone is the Way of the Walk? Where'd you get the sample from?
We got it from Grant Green.
All right, Sendog, thanks for stopping by.
Yo, peace. I'm out.
My man Steve nailing it right now.
Got the vibe, y'all.
In the green, y'all. I'm about to go to sleep. Some shit like
that. He's like, yo, props to Steve Bills
really
for coming in. Coming in sick. Doing the show.
Are you not feeling
coming
well?
In?
Yeah, you're going to get sick, man. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah.
That's the last thing I need. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
My bad.
I don't want to get sick.
The spot.
I didn't.
I have my social calendar for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I could fill up another podcast talking about that. Now that you've said it, like I feel a little clammy.
Oh,
I feel clammy.
Clammy.
I feel flush.
I feel clammy.
See, where are you going for New Year's that you're so preoccupied about? Are you going upstairs?
I got a couple.
God damn. Between Pacey Alone and that,
you're going upstairs.
I got you guys just put all my cards on the table.
Yeah.
You
know?
I can't walk around. I guess this is what I get for being such a dick all the time.
Nah, man.
You know, I got a couple different things that I could do, but you know what I wanted to do?
Oh, boy.
Was offer somebody, be like, yo, if you give me $50, I'll drive you everywhere you're going tonight. And I'm not going to limit it to where you want to go. But I play basketball with a cop. This dude this past Saturday, as he was leaving, like, we all see this dude all the time. Like, nobody talks to him about being a cop all that much because, who wants to talk about work there? As this dude was leaving, he just turned and looked at everybody. He was like, do not drive drunk this New Year's Eve. We are going to be out.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I'll probably stay home, get high, and watch TV, but it'd be nice of me if I offered that to someone, but I probably won't. But I will.
You got to aim higher than 50, man. Uber cab wants like $120 bucks to go like one way on New Year's. Cole's offering $50 for the entire night. I'm glad this won't be posted till after New Year's.
Podcast quickly so you can get some money.
I'm going to get calls from people in New Hampshire. We had your wicked podcast.
This is going to be posted by tomorrow morning, right, Steve?
What's that?
Yeah.
This is going to be posted by tomorrow morning.
That's going to happen.
Is it really? You're
no.
sick and everything.
Yeah,
not a chance. Not a fucking chance.
I can make a lot of... I'm gonna start making up things that I'm going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then this is going to be posted after New Year's Eve, so I won't be held accountable for them. I'm going to dunk a basketball on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. What if we had New Year's... What's the opposite of a resolution? You resolve to be even more of a prick.
Precipitous.
Precipitous. I feel like I'm going down one of those rabbit holes.
You are. You're going down a rabbit hole.
Throw me a line, fellas.
We got the vibes. When I think about Chrome Bills before we sign off, you know, there was episode 27.
Yay!
There was episode 28.
Boo. Boo this episode.
I think this is... How many times have we listened while we're doing one and thought, I can't wait to listen to that one, and it comes out good?
Yeah.
How many times have we thought, I don't know about that one, and it comes out good?
We're
the best at this shit.
We're the greatest.
You guys understand me?
We are the
greatest.
That's
why we're number one on iTunes, and that's why you can find us on iTunes at Chrome Bills.
Please subscribe.
Shout out to Mark Maron, who we bumped for the number one spot on iTunes.
Sorry about that, Mark.
Sorry about that, dog. Chrome Bills
really
in the house.
Is Mark Maron really that fucking funny to have the number one comedy?
Friend of the show.
It's mind-blowing to me.
You know,
I'm asking a question.
You know what it is.
What is
this? Is what it is.
You know what it is.
He's not the funniest.
That was so hip-hop.
He's not the most insightful. He doesn't have the coolest stories. He never fucking misses an episode. episode. Like, he's been doing it for the longest, and he's consistent with new stuff.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I've been hearing about this dude before I started listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
Once I got into podcasts, Adam Carolla, oh, yeah, dude, bunch of the Basketball Jones. It's like, let me check out what this Marc Maron dude's about. I'd already known about him. Wasn't for me. You know, that's why we had to knock him off the throne, but that's fine. Still front of the show, but that's what we need to do.
More consistency. Understood.
No, we've been
consistent. I feel like that was a subliminal no. dig about. Subliminal.
Not at all.
I want to play.
True.
Now don't fuck up.
I want to play.
All right, you.
Episode 28. Episode 28, Chrome Bills signing off.
That's the episode.
I'm going to change. By the way, I'm going to change the sign up for. I'm going to change the sign off for 2014. So,
okay.
Signing off for now, Chrome Bills. 1, 2, 3, 4. And there it is.
That's nice. I like it.
That was a good one.